Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Andrea Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from the Venice Festival. We're here with another film from the Biennale College Cinema. And we're here with Verena Curi and Sofia Brockenshire. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Directors of Una Hermana. First question, which is obvious, I know, but I have to ask, how did you work together? Which is the mechanism that you use to work together as directors?
We are used to work together because we have a production company together, so we see each other quite often, and we did some shorts before. So for us, it was like kind of organic to go on like this.
And how do you work? I mean, who is this? Do you decide together? Do you work like Coen brothers? One looks after the actors, and the other looks after the shooting, or you do the two things together? Is there a pattern that you use working together?
I think it's actually quite split in a way, and we can divide ourselves, but it's not like one is more with the actors and the other one's more with the camera. It's I think we would either do the same thing at the same time or split in, you know, depending on what was needed at the time. But during the writing process, I know what we do normally is we brainstorm, we talk about things, and then maybe one will write something and then send it to the other one, have, you know, she looks at it, then keep on writing together so that it becomes, you know, sort of a consensus after.
Your movie is about the story of a family that is broken because one of the two sisters ran away or escapes or disappears in a way. Mm-hmm. And the other sister tried to look for her throughout the whole movie. Is this story based on something that you knew, that you read, or was just completely made up? And if so, why?
When we actually went to the Biennale College the first round, the first phase, we had a sort of a development, 10 days of a development workshop. And we originally had a story where there was a girl, a sister, that came back to her hometown. She kind of had disappeared for a while, and so she had gone into hiding. And when we were there, we were with an Argentine producer, Violeta Bava, and when we talked about this idea, she said to us, why don't you read this book called Chicas Muertas, which is basically Dead Girls in Spanish. And it's a story, it's a book about three cases of girls that just disappear in small towns in the 80s in Buenos Aires, and the author goes and she tries to investigate what happened. So it's kind of a portrait of these cases that kind of repeat themselves and do appear in Argentina quite often, and the cases kind of they go unsolved. So we really enjoyed that book because it was not only something that is occurring and does occur, but it also was sort of a portrait of that area, of those small, the inner part of Argentina that somehow is forgotten, and when sometimes these cases really are forgotten as well because maybe they don't have as much exposure, there's not so much access, and our main character is kind of, you know, put into one of those stories, and she has to kind of force her way to get some sort of answer. So that was basically how we came about.
You came about. Let's talk about the style you use in shooting, the visual quality of it. I don't know, I mean, it reminded me a lot of a Spanish movie of a couple of years ago called La Isla Mínima. I don't know if you saw it. It was more or less the same story, but it was a disappearing of a girl that was killed at the end. I mean, mid through the movie, they found this body of this woman, of this girl that has disappeared. And I was asking this because there is a kind of warmth in the image, in the colors, even if the situation, the story is really cold in terms of dark and sad, there is a kind of a warmth that come out. Is this something that you planned, or is this only me that I see this, or there was something that was actually organized, let's say?
Yes. I could say that for us, our script changed quite a lot, and then meanwhile shooting, we changed a lot again, and then afterwards in the edition, we edited a lot again. Yes, so we decided to work with not so many layers at the end in the editing room to be more precise. Yeah. Yes, but we always try to maintain from the beginning on our aesthetical approach. You know, like this eerie atmosphere, like that never changed. We always knew we will find that in Argentina. So we were looking for locations like that. Yes. So at the beginning, we wanted to film in the north of Argentina, but then we decided, because we had not much time, to film next to Buenos Aires. Yes, like 100 kilometers from Buenos Aires. So we had to adapt the script to this new world. And that was quite interesting, because we had this eerie atmosphere in the north, but then the script changed completely because we found another nature. But it worked out very well.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
For us, it is really important, if you talk about something like that, to think about the aesthetical approach, you know? Like,
yeah,
you
the fact that you said that you managed to keep always the same kind of aesthetics and of atmosphere throughout the movie, and even through the very end, which is a great ending to me.
Thank you.
I didn't know what to expect as an ending to that movie, because the either ending that was thinking about were too obvious, and you managed to find a non-obvious one. And why did you? How did you get to that ending, which we cannot say, but we know that it is. For all the people that saw the movie, they know.
Well, I think this is this is a film that could easily be put into a genre, maybe about something that's a thriller or a detective story. I mean, there's a girl that's gone missing, and there's a sister that actually wants to find, and she goes after her traces. So it can be put into that, into that space. But what we really wanted to do is something different, and where we don't really fulfill the expectations of a viewer of seeing, well, now we'll know what happened exactly to her, and now we'll know if she ran away or if she was kidnapped or she was taken or whatnot. And I think the ending kind of resembles that. It's this journey that Alba takes, our main character, is something that is more, that something comes out of her, something that is essential, something that is intuitive, is something that she reacts to, almost as if there's some asteroid has come and fallen over her head. And I think the ending kind of goes along with that. It's a desire, it's a wish to be able to see her sister again. And I think that's what, for us, that was very fitting, more than, you know,
the free interpretation of the ending also, you know, because they have all different opinions about that end. So that,
but yeah, we can talk about another hour about what I thought it was the meaning of that, and maybe for you it's completely different. One last question about the program Biennale College Cinema. How do you work with the limitations that the program gives you in terms of money and of time, and those limitations did influence your editing and script and shooting, and how?
Yes, of course it influenced. We always called this project Cine Express in Spanish, because we said, like, the big difference having a project like this in such a short period of time is, above all, you don't have time to reflect. You have to act, you know, in the moment all the time. Like, you can't lay back and think about it a second, you know?
There's
no time. And, it doesn't matter if you shoot or if you edit or if you are in the pre-production. You just have to do it and now, you know? So it's kind of interesting, but it is, it's exhausting to be honest.
Yeah.
But I have to say, in terms of Vienna College, we had very clear deadlines and when we would have to start, more or less, when we would have to have our rough cut. And I think that was actually very useful, because if it was more sort of free, like a free timing, I think we could have we had clear dates, and I think that helped us a lot.
And it's true that if you have time, you are led to change and think and change again, and then you can think again, and then you never end.
Yeah, which would have been our greatest wish, to have a little bit more time. But we also had, we were pre-editing on set. So as we were shooting, we already had, and when we finished, we already had sort of a very, very rough cut, so that was actually good. But yeah, we had to kind of plan things in order to make sure we would make it.
Okay, thank you very much. Thanks a lot to Verena Curry and Sofia Brockenshire, directors of Una Hermana, one of the movies of the Biennale College Cinema 2016. Thank you very much. It was Angela Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from the Venice Film Festival.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.